The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization warned today that the maize harvest in southern Africa is expected to shrink this year by approximately 26% compared to 2014's bumper crop. This would be a situation that could trigger food price increases and adversely impact recent food security gains. But to explain more is Jonathan Pound, an economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Pound, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
What can the decline in production be attributed to?
The decline in production this year is mainly attributed to poor weather conditions during the 2013-14 cropping season. The cropping season normally starts in October, but the seasonal rains were delayed for 1 to 2 months, depending on the country. There was also flooding early in 2015, and this was followed by a severe dry spell during the February-March period, which is a critical time for the maize crop to develop. These three factors are the main cause of the decline in production this year.
How might these declines impact the region in terms of food security?
We're still waiting for the crop assessments from some countries, and these crop assessments are conducted by the government and in some cases in collaboration with FAO. But once we have the final figures for production, we'll have a better understanding about the supply and demand situation and the implications for food security for this year and the following year. We expect that the decline in production this year is likely to aggravate the food security conditions and probably lead to some upward price pressure in the region as well.
Are there any other elements that you are monitoring?
Well, we also monitor the trade within the region as well. Because of the large drop in production this year, we're forecasting an increase in import requirements for several countries within the region, including South Africa. Particularly, Zimbabwe is expected to import increased amounts this year because of their forecast drop in production. There'll be several other countries within the sub-region that are likely to import or require more imports to satisfy their domestic requirements. However, because of the current ample supplies in the sub-region following last year's bumper harvest, prices in many countries are below their levels of last year. And this obviously helps improve access to maize for vulnerable households. In addition, the countries were able to build up their national stock, and this will partly help to mitigate some of the impact of the low production this year.
Mr. Pound, thank you so much.
Thank you.